Social isolation is a widespread issue that affects many older Canadians. It can lead to depression, illness, loss of well-being, and even death. We all need to be alert to this issue, from the government down to local organizations and families. That's why I'm pleased to note that another round of New Horizons for Seniors program, NHSP, granting has opened. The government is investing $2 million to support a variety of pilot projects specifically aimed at reducing the social isolation of seniors. The granting is expected to fund the programs of about 20 qualifying local organizations across Canada. Your organization may be one of these. If you've managed at least a $25,000 federal grant in the last 5 years, along with certain other criteria, you may be eligible for this granting. Eligible projects can last up to 24 months. Each project selected will receive between $50,000 and $100,000 of government money, which must be matched by non-government sources. The program is accepting new applications from October 3rd to November 13th, 2013. A complete description of eligibility requirements is listed on the website seniors.gc.ca. Click on the New Horizons for Seniors program. Good things happen when older Canadians continue to play an active role in their communities. Along with many others, I have benefited greatly from the wealth of knowledge and experience that has come from seniors who have remained engaged in society. I'd like to make a specific mention of 101-year-old Yorkton resident Anna Gertrude Ingham, a member of the Order of Canada and a recipient of numerous prestigious awards. Anna died a few weeks ago, just short of her 102nd birthday. Early in her career as a primary school teacher, Anna began carefully observing the needs of her students. That observation prompted her to develop a program she called the Blended Sight Sound Program of Learning. The program evolved into a book by the same name, which has also received widespread recognition. Like many seniors, Anna remained active in her senior years and until well into her 90s taught both children and teachers. Her life was a powerful testament to the energy of a passion and a vivid example of someone who chose to stay involved in life. By continuing to pass on her wealth of her knowledge and wisdom, Anna changed the lives of several generations of students and teachers, and many have gone on to do the same. Our government wants to encourage more seniors to lead healthy and rewarding lives. In 2011, an estimated 5 million people were 65 years of age or older. That number is expected to double by 2036, reaching about 10.4 million seniors. These numbers signal a shift in our society. The issues seniors face today are becoming priorities to more and more Canadians. That's why grants like this are important. If you feel your organization may qualify for this grant, or if you want to know more, I encourage you to visit the NHSP section of seniors.gc.ca. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.